What was the joke of the week? Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Here's joke of the week number one. You know, this is the greatest country in the world. After all, America has won every Super Bowl ever played. Our best of speed joke sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number two. What do you call 50 guys watching the Super Bowl on TV? That's the 2024 Bears. It's an old one, but unfortunately it's still a relevant one. Here's joke of the week number three. Hey, Andy, our boss has threatened to fire the employee with the worst posture.
Do you know who it might be?
I have a hunch it could be me. Joke of the week number four. People say I'm too vague. I think it's because of that incident. Here's number five. Here's another fun thing to do. Valentine's Day is Friday, right? This would be fun. On Valentine's Day, go to a nice restaurant, come up to a couple and say, well, you moved on quickly. No, don't do that, you guys. That is not funny. Joke of the week number six.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a strand of DNA, talking to John Williams, who will star as another strand of DNA.
So these jeans make me look fat.
Thank you, Andy Mazur. Did a great job while Dave was gone, but one can't help but wonder how Dave would have impersonated a strand of DNA. Dave, your thoughts?
I think Andy did just fine.
Dave's like, she got out of that one. Here's joke of the week number seven. When he dies, my cousin wants to have his remains scattered all over Disneyland. Here's the weird thing. He doesn't want to be cremated. Ew. What's the matter with those people on the radio? Here's joke of the week number eight. My neighbor was saying he can't pay his water bill. I sent him a get well soon card. Joke of the week number nine. I heard your owl impression, Mark. Boy, you are really bad.
One.
See? Number 10, please.
Hey, Mark, I finally figured out why I look so bad in pictures.
Yeah?
It's my face.
Here is joke of the week number 11.
John, I hate commuting to work. How do you feel about it?
I go back and forth.
Here's joke of the week number 12. My mother-in-law told me she has blisters on her hands from her broom, and I said, next time, take the car. Wow, really? Really? Joke of the week number 13.
Hey, John, are you working out?
Yeah, I'm doing resistance training now.
How's that going?
Great. I've been resisting working out since New Year's. Here's one more joke. Hey, did you know that the National Weather Service has successfully predicted 10 of the last three major snowstorms? I know which one I like best. I just don't want to say it. Steve, why don't you go first then?
Yeah, I'm avoiding that one. I'm going with have a hunch.
Have a hunch, yeah. Hey, about you, Dave. Which joke is best for you?
You moved on quickly.
Yeah, that's kind of a fun scene, isn't it? Bobby K?
It was a strong week, but I really liked about that incident.
About that? I did, too. I'm going to go with that one. It's the subtlest of them all. Producer Pete, where are you?
Hunch.
Hunch. Okay. Well, we're going to randomly select from the jokes sent in. Somebody randomly selected is about to win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Remember, we replay this bit after the WGN Radio News. Oh, by the way, Pete, there was one other thing we wanted to do before we go to break. We'll replay this bit after the WGN Radio News at 1:30. The jokes always live at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.